Megan, I have been using our sponsor Element, that's L-M-N-T, to boost my hydration for over a month now, and I'm really loving it. I'm just not very good at drinking plain water, and I love the taste when I pop one of these little packets, I like orange or grapefruit, into a big bottle of water. It's kind of fruity and salty, and it just helps me hydrate better overall.
Element is a zero-sugar electrolyte drink mix born from the growing body of research that shows the best health outcomes occur with higher sodium levels. Each little pack delivers a significant dose of electrolytes, but minus sugar, artificial colors, and other iffy ingredients. Element's flavors are so unique, like fruity watermelon salt and spicy sweet mango chili. And we're going to set our listeners up with a variety pack so you can find your favorite.
Right. You can receive a free Element sample pack containing 8 flavors with any drink mix purchase when you purchase through our custom link, drinkelement.com/momhour. That's DRINKELMNT/momhour. This offer is available exclusively through our partnership and is available for both new and returning customers. And if you're an Element insider, you'll have first access to Element Sparkling, a bold can of sparkling electrolyte water. Again, it's drinklmnt.com/momhour.
Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us, and we're the hosts of the Mom Hour.
On this show, we're joined by a team of unique mom voices from across the country and in different stages of motherhood to bring you tips, ideas, and encouragement, and to help you feel a little less alone.
We all know that motherhood is a lot easier when real moms share honest truths and remind each other that it's all going to be okay.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Mom Hour, episode 459. I'm Katie Goldner, and today I'm here with Katie Parrish, and we're members of the Mom Hour team working behind the scenes with Megan and Sarah for the past few years, helping to bring you all the content you know and love. We're excited to be here today and next Tuesday to give Megan and Sarah a little bit of a spring break. They'll be back in 2 weeks with all new episodes. Today, we'll be talking about the many ways you can make small tweaks to your lifestyle to save some big money. But before we get into that, we should probably introduce ourselves and our families a bit. Katie, how about you go first?
Yes. Okay. So I am Katie Parrish. I am the brand partnerships manager for the Mom Hour, and I have been in this role for about 2.5 years. So I do a lot of the advertising and sponsorship work behind the scenes. But my background is in publishing. And so every once in a while, I contribute to an episode or write a blog post or do something on social media, which has been a lot of fun. And I live in a suburb of Chicago with my husband, Chris, and our 3 boys. We have Henry, who is 9, Sam just turned 7, and then we have Charlie, who is 3.5.
You are busy over there with all those boys, Katie.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Yes.
And I'm Katie G, as Sarah and Megan sometimes reference me. I have been with the Mom Hour for about 2 years this month. Man, does time fly, Katie. Mm-hmm. I live in central Pennsylvania, born and raised still here. I work in marketing and communications in the insurance industry, so it's really fun to get to work with the Mom Hour and bring this type of content to all of you regularly. So my family is, there's 4 of us. It's me, my husband, Jason, and we have 2 kids, Chloe, who is 9, and she's in 4th grade, and then our son, Dawson, who is 5, and he'll be going into kindergarten in the fall. And then I should probably mention we have a needy dog around the house named Winston that hopefully you won't hear from today.
I love that. We have a dog too. We have Gus, and he's almost 13, and he is like the opposite of a needy dog. He just like sleeps all the time. So you will not hear from him.
I'm a bit jealous of that, Katie. Well, I don't know about you, Katie, but the beginning of the year for me and my family is always kind of crazy with some extra bills and extra spending that seems to creep up after the holidays. Just the leftover from Christmas, and we have a birthday in there, New Year's, our life insurance hits in January every month. We get, you know, really excited to plan some vacations, so some of that gets started. So what's the beginning of the year look like for you budget-wise?
Well, You know, so we have a New Year's Eve birthday in our family, and I know you guys have a New Year's birthday. So that, I feel like having any kind of birthdays over the holidays or even in the winter in general, it kind of just like extends all of that spending with like celebrations and presents and parties and stuff like that, even if you try to do it on like a smaller scale. And so, yeah, Henry's birthday is New Year's Eve and Sam's is March 1st. And so there's always some extra expenses there. We have had some really expensive winters in the past. Like last winter, we had our hot water heater go out and we needed to replace our furnace, both like unexpectedly. And those were huge hits to our budget. But this year, the biggest thing is that we have been house hunting for our next home for about the last year and a half. And so we have just been really taking a closer look at our spending and trying to save every dollar that we can to, you know, set ourselves up into a good position for whenever we find that next house. So that's what we have going on.
Exciting.
It's exciting, but it is anybody who is trying to buy right now knows that it's a tricky time because house prices are at an all-time high and rates are really high right now as well. So it's your dollar just doesn't quite go as far as it did a few years ago. So that's, we are always looking to save. How about you guys, Katie? What do you have going on right now?
Yeah, it's a great time to talk about how to save then, huh? I guess with that top of mind for you. So we have some trips coming up in April. We're going to Disney again this year. So as anyone who's ever been to Disney, you know that that is an arm and a leg to get there and back. And our dog needs a procedure. He has an autoimmune disease, so he's turning out to be quite expensive. So I just kind of looked at all of those big ticket items, and the spring sports are starting up, all the extras that you need to buy for that. Kids outgrow their shoes every season, right? So I just kind of thought, where am I spending all of my money and how can I be more mindful about it? So I've never done a no spend challenge before, Katie, but I listened to a podcast recently. It was the Frugal Friends about a no spend challenge. And I thought, can I really do this? It sounds kind of exciting and a great way to kind of launch saving some extra dollars for extra things going on. But have you done one of those before?
So I haven't done anything super formalized quite like that, although I'm excited to hear more about the details because I'm sure there are just tons of tips. I have a couple Novembers in a row. I have kind of tried to do like a loose no spend November, but really mostly just to like cut down on shopping because I feel like there's so much that happens in the fall with like back to school and like Halloween and Thanksgiving. It just, even like preparing for Christmas, I feel like there's a lot of spending that happens in the fall. And then obviously like closer you get to the holidays, even more. And so November, I just try to not spend as much. And then I think also a couple of years I have given up shopping for Lent, but I haven't done anything. Yes. Yes. Like shopping, meaning like clothes.
Like Target.
Yes. Like clothes, candles, little things for the boys, like anything non-essential. I mean, obviously still shopping for like food and, you know, stuff that we need to have, but just kind of that like non-essential shopping, trying to cut down on. But I want to hear all about your mindful spending month. Were you doing that when? February?
Yeah. So I decided to kind of put down in a spreadsheet where I spent my money in January and kind of put it in different buckets just naturally. Mm-hmm. Target was a bucket in itself. And I'm going to be honest, that was probably my bucket that made me open my eyes the most and think, wow, I have opportunity to do something with this here. So I kind of just looked at where I was spending my money, and I don't track it specifically regularly. So I went in and did some of that. And then I thought, okay, I could definitely spend less money on incidentals that you pick up when you need something else, right? Mm-hmm. So try to limit the amount of trips that I take to a store. Or I spent that much on groceries, I shouldn't have also spent that much on going out to eat. So I really just tried to look at all of those things and where I could cut some of the money. And I didn't really put a number to a budget, but I just knew that I wanted to get in under where it was the month before. So that's really the ceiling where I like started from. And I have to admit that I saved about $1,200 in the month of February. And
oh,
it was
hard.
So it sounds awesome, which it was, but it was harder than I thought it would be. So I definitely have a few tips and tricks that we can share with everyone today. But yeah, it's just, it's incredible when you actually sit down and look at where your money is going. And it's not that I have a ton of income to play around with. Having, you know, two kids and such, but.
So Katie, I just have to ask that $1,200 that you saved, do you think a lot of that is like one-time savings, like something that you cut out one time and that'll be like the one time that you saved it? Or are these things that like you could potentially save over $1,000 every month if you keep doing this?
That's a really great question, Katie. I would say that I can most likely save to some extent that amount every month.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was exciting to kind of try to find ways that I could alter it. And there are some things that I'll talk about that are more one-offs. But at the end of the day, I would say that my husband and I are planning to try to carry some of these things into each month just because we know that we can. We feel like we're wasting money by not attempting it at least every month now. So yeah, we're excited about that.
Sarah, we both know this time of year can be crazy. So this is a great time to get ahead with no prep, no mess meals from our sponsor, Factor. I love how these meals are ready to eat and delivered right to your door. I mean, you can't beat that convenience, but most importantly, they're seriously delicious.
Yeah, Megan, I agree. Our whole family was impressed with the quality and flavor of Factor meals we tried. And it turned out to be a great option for my teenagers when they got home late from a theater practice or came home from school super hungry. There's zero prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Factor meals just need to be heated for about 2 minutes and they're ready to go.
Yeah, and for any listeners with wellness goals this month, Factor has 6 menu preferences to support your lifestyle, whether you're trying to boost your protein, avoiding meat, or simply focusing on well-balanced meals. And you can pause or reschedule deliveries to fit your lifestyle.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. Head to factormeals.com/momhour50 and use code MOMHOUR50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code MOMHOUR50 at factormeals.com/MOMHOUR50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Okay, Megan, like many of our listeners, I'm sure, I've been doing some spring cleaning in my closet lately, and it always feels so good to get rid of clothes I'm not wearing, things that don't fit or that aren't my style anymore. But you know what I realized? All of my Vionic shoes are always in the keep pile. They just tick all the boxes. They're cute, comfy, high quality. They last forever. And I love growing my Vionic collection, especially with the latest styles from their Vionic Vitals collection.
The Vionic Vitals collection offers daily wear styles designed for elegance, comfort, and versatility. We both love the Uptown Loafer, which collapses flat, so it's perfect for travel. The Chardonnay Heeled Sandal, which I know you love, Sarah. The Walk 23 Classic Sneaker, which our team member Katie gets compliments on all the time. And the Willa slip-on flat, one of my favorites, which comes in 12 colors for any outfit.
Yeah, I need to get the Willa slip-on flat. That's next on my list. Well, listeners, if you're ready to try the shoes we're always raving about, use code THEMOMHOUR15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order at vionicshoes.com when you log into your account. That's one-time use only. Vionic shoes, wearable well-being for your feet. Okay, Megan. Well, over here at the Mom Hour, we are big fans of our sponsor, Our Place. In fact, you, me, and our team member, Katie, were all comparing notes on our favorite product. Katie was telling us that even though she's packing up to move her family to a new house, she cannot put that mini perfect pot from Our Place into the boxes yet because she's using it like every night.
Well, as someone who also has a perfect pot, I got mine as part of their mini home cook duo set. I get it. It's nonstick, which is key, but it also has all these handy features like a steam release lid with a built-in strainer and this nice beechwood spoon that nests on the handle in this perfect little peg.
Okay, well, I didn't get this pot, but now I want it. That sounds so great. Our Place's cookware is great to cook with, beautiful to look at, and healthier for us as well. All of Our Place's products are made without PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. In addition to their cookware and tableware, Our Place is also making waves with their Wonder Oven, the most stylish all-in-one air fryer and toaster oven. Again, free from the forever chemicals found in many of those air fryers.
Listeners, Our Place offers a 100-day trial with free shipping and returns, and we've got a great deal for you. Go to fromourplace.com and enter the code MOMHOUR at checkout to receive 10% off site-wide. That's fromourplace.com, code MOMHOUR.
Okay, Katie, so should we get into some of the ways that we were able to save and just be a little bit more mindful with our budgeting each
yes.
month?
Yes, let's do it. I'm excited.
Well, I don't know about you, but one of the first things I did when I tracked my spending was where can I cut some of the dollars with some of the bills that are coming in? So I looked at, we have a million streaming services, and I'm not going to even pretend that we're going to cut those because honestly, they get us through the day with little kids. But I looked at my UGI bill, my PPL bill for my energy and water and all of that. And I just thought, okay, what if everyone's just a little more mindful this month and we make sure all of the lights are off? Those are things we should be doing anyway. Or don't run an extra load of laundry if we don't have to. What can we kind of put together as we're doing that? And I was actually able to save about $150 just in my bills for the month. So I was pretty proud of that, but I don't know if you've ever done anything like that.
That is so smart. I mean, we haven't ever really been that mindful about that. One thing that we do is when we are traveling, like we make sure that depending on what time it is, what time of year it is, we'll either like turn off the air conditioning or bump the heat way down just so that we don't have that expense of like heating and cooling. And like, obviously we're not turning on the lights or using the TV and stuff like that when we're gone. And it is amazing how you do notice a difference. Like when you see your bill, when it's like, oh my gosh, wow, we're this much less. Why? Oh, it's because we were, you know, gone for a week. So that is something I would like to do a better job at. My kids are terrible about leaving lights on in rooms or like entire levels of our house that we are not in. So that's definitely something I will try to do. I'm pretty much a stickler about like not wasting water. Like I really like keep an eye on like the bathtub when the kids are in the bathtub, like how I don't like that getting super high. They're pretty good about taking short showers. Like we turn off the faucet like when we're brushing our teeth, and I'm kind of, for some reason, like wasting water is a little bit of a trigger for me, but we could definitely be doing a better job when it comes to like lights and electricity and laundry. I have never even really considered that. So that's a really good tip.
Yeah, great. I was kind of surprised that I would be able to save that much just by being mm-hmm. mindful of that for the month. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that will work for some others as well. What are some ways that you cut costs around the house?
Well, the biggest thing for us, and I know this will be no surprise, is definitely when it comes to our groceries. And so a few ways that we save a lot of money is I always try to do a quick fridge and freezer inventory before I'm meal planning for the week. And you know, it's just great to see like what we need to use up. But even more than that, it's like I notice it really cuts down on accidentally buying things that we already have. So like, mm-hmm. especially those ingredients we don't use very often. Like if I look in the fridge and I see like, oh my gosh, we have two or three, you know, jars of capers that are like barely used. I don't need to spend, you know, another $2 or $3 on, capers if we're making, I don't know, chicken piccata or something like that. And so it's like a lot of those like not as often used things that is just like a reminder, okay, we already have this, or we're good on this particular staple. Like we don't need to buy more rice, or we're good in this area. So that is helpful. And then also just to see like, while we have a ton of spinach that is about to go bad, or
that always happens in my house. It's impossible to stay up on like the lettuce and the spinach in the fridge.
Yeah, just taking like a quick peek really makes a difference. I also feel like I save a lot of money by doing mobile ordering for my groceries. So I do usually have my groceries delivered, or I will pick them up. And the thing that's great about that is when you're putting together your order, you really get to see what your total is. I feel like it's a lot harder to stay on budget when you're just making a list and then going to the store, because prices seem to change all the time. And I just have a really hard time of getting a sense of that. But like when you can see your total and you're like, okay, I'm trying to stay under, I don't know, let's just say I'm trying to stay under $150 this week. If you're at $160, like it's really easy to see, okay, maybe we don't need, you know, that many different types of chips, or maybe I need to choose a cheaper cereal or a different cut of meat, or this pasta recipe, could we just do it without meat? So I like being able to see my grocery total by using like an app or even just on the computer. I don't price compare everything just because I feel like that would be too hard. It would take forever, but I have like figured out a few items that are consistently the best prices at certain stores. So for me, it's just three things. And these are things that we buy a lot and we go through it really quickly. And so those things are milk, bread, and yogurt. And the best prices on those three things are three different stores. So I know that my So my local grocery store, like our smaller chain, it's called Jewel here in, I don't know if it's just an Illinois thing or a Midwest thing, but it's just like our smaller local grocery store. They almost always have 2 gallons of milk. It's always like a sale where it's like buy two for $5. And so it cuts down the price to like $2.50 a gallon, which everywhere else around me, it's like $2.60 or more, even at like Aldi, which I also love to shop at Aldi.
Ooh, me too. I'm a regular there.
Right. And so I know like anytime I'm going to Jewel, I always get 2 gallons of milk, like no matter what. And I put the spare in our extra fridge, or I've never actually done this, but I heard that you can freeze gallons of milk and then like they will just thaw like totally normal. Like you can just like set the frozen gallon of milk in your sink or in your fridge and it will thaw and it's totally fine. So milk and then bread. The best price on the bread that I like is at Aldi, and it's the same exact bread that if I bought it at Jewel, it's like twice the price. And so that's something that I always buy no matter how much bread I think I have at home or whatever is going, like whatever our menu is, whatever my grocery list is, if I'm at Aldi, I always get 2 loaves of bread. And that's another one that I can like stick one in the freezer. And then the particular yogurt that I like, the best price on that is always at Walmart. And so whenever I'm at Walmart, even if it's like if I'm there to pick up laundry detergent or something else, I just know that's something that I always stock up on there. So I'm sure there are other places. I'm sure there are other areas where like consistently they have the best prices at different stores, but I've just kind of identified those three areas and just really try to only buy those things at those three places. And then the last thing I'll say on groceries is that the biggest budget killer for me is if I have to make a grocery run in the middle of the week. And so I'm really good about planning my menus and doing my grocery order. But if I realize I'm out of something or we need to pick something up in the middle of the week, that is the time where I go in, I think I'm just going to get like three things. And then the next thing I know, it's like $80. And I don't know how.
So quickly.
It happens so fast. And so if I can just not do that, like really just go once a week or like just try to do without the thing that I need, or I don't know, just try to like make a sacrifice there. Like it is amazing how much money I can save just by not doing that middle of the week, like extra second or third spur of the moment grocery trip. Because you know, once you're there in the store, you're going to remember like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, we actually really do need some new markers, or we are low on this, or it's just the kids will see something and it's easy to say yes to it. Or you'll notice, oh, this fruit is on sale and we could use more fruit. Even if it's like a good deal, you cannot leave without spending like an extra $80. It's terrible.
Well, I will add on to the grocery saving plan and say, don't ever take your kids if you can help it.
Because so true.
There's always some sort of Lunchable Gusher snack that they just have to have that's $1 million, no matter what store you're purchasing things from. So I will say that that is intentional, that I try to always grocery shop when I don't have my kids around. And you said, you had mentioned about kind of taking an inventory from your freezer and your pantry. And I really relied on that during my mindful spending month in February. And I was able to get my grocery bills down to around $100 for the week, which is incredible for a family of four. So you just have to be a little creative with what you have. But unfortunately, sometimes we do end up throwing things away, even from the freezer, because they're in there down under a bunch of other stuff that you use regularly and you just forget about it. So it was a great way to kind of reset those things, not use everything to its entirety, but kind of rely on what we have instead of buying all new. And I still have stuff in my freezer after that month. So I didn't completely deplete it, which is great. I will add about grocery shopping that if there is an Aldi or a Trader Joe's or a Little, something like that in a town around our listeners, that that's a great place to shop for certain things where they're so much cheaper than some of the name brand stores. And then I also cross-reference like the cost of snacks and such from Costco. So I will go and get yogurts from Costco where my kids just go through them in a day and they're so expensive at the regular grocery store. So just relying on some of those bulk items that truly make sense. You have to be careful because sometimes it's a trick, right? And you really aren't saving by buying them certain things at those stores. But if you really pay attention to how much they cost per unit, it really helps cut back on grocery costs.
And there are several categories where I just thought, well, let's see what how the generic compares. Like, I feel like we are so we can be so brand loyal on certain things. And I have just a few times been like, let's just experiment and see if we even notice a difference. And we can just try it one time. And if we hate it, we don't have to go back to the we don't have to do the Clancy's version. We can go back to like the regular Ruffles chips. But there have been so many where I'm like, you know what? We are fine. Like there might be a small difference or maybe no difference at all, but like we're fine with generic peanut butter. We're fine with generic dryer sheets. We're fine with, you know, I'm sure different people will have different things that they feel like they can really notice a difference. But there have been several categories where I thought I wouldn't really notice a difference. And you just get in the habit of always buying what you always have. But if you give generic a shot, and you might be surprised, or sometimes you might even like it better. So that's another thing that's just worth trying.
Yeah, absolutely. My kids cannot tell the difference between the generic brand of Lucky Charms and the regular brand. And I'll tell you what, it saves me a lot of money at the end of the year if you were to add all of that up.
Yep.
So moving on to another area where I noticed some savings was with reimbursement. So I don't know if your husband has eligibility to do that with anything, but in our household, my employer offers a gym reimbursement. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking traditional gyms. I'm a busy mom, full-time working, have all of this stuff going on. I don't have time to realistically get out to a gym, right? But we bought a Peloton back when the pandemic was kind of raging and everyone was at home. And that's not cheap, that Peloton membership each month. And I went to my employer and I said, hey, is there any way that I could be reimbursed toward my Peloton membership every month? I know it's not a gym, so I can't get a printout. And she said, oh, yeah, of course. You can just screenshot the days that you're active in your Peloton calendar. And so now it's kind of like I'm benefiting from it in two different ways, where I'm reimbursed $1 a day that I work out at home. And it's also encouraging me to work out because then I'm getting reimbursed for that money that I'm already spending. So sometimes you just kind of have to open your eyes to things and kind of investigate a little bit and get creative and think, how can I bring in some extra money without really doing anything differently? So that was one way that I was really excited about. And also, my husband and I both work from home, and his work will reimburse you for the portion of your cable and internet bill for internet. So awesome. We weren't taking advantage of that before. So it's just the little things that can get lost when you're busy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that makes a huge difference. We can save up to $100 a month just in those reimbursements. So I just wanted to put that thought out there.
Yeah, that's great. I feel like this is a major blind spot for us. Like, I'm sure that there are categories where we could be doing this more. And I will be honest, I'm really bad at like taking advantage of reimbursements. Like even when we go to like the eye doctor and I get, I get some sort of like a rebate on my contact lenses, but it's like, it's such a pain in the butt because then you have to like send in a copy of the receipt and go to this website. And it's like three extra steps that would probably save like a couple $100s. And I just need to like do that kind of stuff. And then I also need to see what some of those benefits are through Chris's work and see if anybody wants to pay me to work out. I like exactly, that. I like right? that dollar per day to exercise.
I better get on that bike, Katie, because I need to get my dollars. So yeah,
totally. Okay. So the next one for me that we save money, and this is related to food as well, but I'll just say this is like a quick thing, is that I limit the number of times my kids can get school lunch to once per week. So I know that some kids might get free lunch, which is amazing. During COVID, our school district was providing free lunch for all kids. But I have just noticed for our family, buying lunch supplies and bringing a lunch from home just saves so much money. And so I do let them like once a week, they can each, you know, get a hot lunch from school, but otherwise they are bringing a lunch every day. And if there is like a favorite hot lunch option or something that they wish that they could get at school, I try to make that at home on a random day off. So like, for example, if they have a random Friday off, which it feels like nowadays it's rare that we are in school 5 days a week. It seems like every week we have like a random day off or an early dismissal or
there's
something.
There's always something.
It's just that time of year. But anyways, if my kids are off of school, then I'll try to make like an extra special lunch that day. So for example, like mini corn dogs. They love mini corn dogs. They love like a chicken patty sandwich. So I try to like save those so that if they're home during the day and it's a Friday, instead of just making, you know, normally we would just have sandwiches or leftovers or whatever, I'll try to make that a little bit extra special and do kind of like a school lunch, but at home. So they kind of still feel like they're getting that fun lunch. But like if it's a normal week, they are pretty much packing a lunch every day. And I know that we save a lot of money by doing that. And I know some people, it might not work out that way, but with the stuff that we are packing, it works out in our favor.
I love that so much. And I can tell you that if you live down the street from me, my daughter would be at your house eating those chicken patties and corn dogs, because those are definitely some of her favorites when she is purchasing lunch.
Yes.
Well, in the realm of purchasing food, we ate all at home a lot more in February. Mm-hmm. So I had in my head, we can't possibly spend that much. And then I added it up and I will not share what that number was from January. But I will say that I kind of made a promise that we will not eat out unless we're eating out with someone else. So mm-hmm. our family of four was not going to run through the drive-through just for us, or we weren't going to order takeout and have it delivered via Grubhub or go to a restaurant, just the four of us that month. So we said, okay, if another family wants to go out with us, if we're going to the high school musical with a group of people, then we can eat out. And to be honest, once we started doing it, it wasn't as difficult anymore. And we saved a ton of money in that area just by being more mindful and intentional about where we wanted to eat. Because sometimes when you're so busy, I don't know about you, but we can just get in the habit of grabbing something quick. And then when we do make plans to go out, well, where do you want to go? Well, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Mm-hmm. And nothing really sounds that amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's because we were just relying on it so much. It became just a force of habit more than a treat. So we're really trying to kind of stick with that of it should be a treat. And it should be an event to go out to eat and not just for the sake of time to grab something quickly. So
I love that, because then you know you're not just doing it because it's convenient. Like, you're doing it because you're actually getting like more out of it. Like, you're getting the social connection. It feels like you said, more of a treat, like something you can be more intentional about instead of just like, oh, we didn't plan or we're tired or just... Yeah, I totally have been there before. And I also like you're not like totally depriving yourself of right. eating out. You're just being smarter about it.
Sarah, our sponsor, Hiya Health, makes a kid's daily multivitamin that parents can feel great about giving their kids because they have no added sugars or dyes. And our kids who have tried Hiya vitamins have loved them, which is important, right? Because what good is a bottle of vitamins that your kid won't take?
Hiya was founded by two dads who didn't like the ingredients label on some of the popular children's vitamins they were seeing on store shelves, so they got to work developing a formula that would help fill the most common nutrient gaps in modern kids' diets. Hiya's chewable kids' vitamin is made with a blend of 12 organic fruits and vegetables and then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals. They're also vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, and nut-free.
Hiya manufactures their vitamins right here in the USA with globally sourced ingredients, and then they ship their chewable vitamins directly to your door on a pediatrician-recommended schedule. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. You're going to get 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, go to hiyahealth.com/momhour. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to hiyahealth.com/momhour and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
We are welcoming back Ritual as a sponsor today. Megan, we both try to make healthy choices, but you know, sometimes it's tricky to sort through fact and fiction when it comes to supplements and vitamins to figure out just what they're doing for us. That's why I'm glad Ritual keeps studying their products and sharing the results, especially as it relates to women, since women are the focus of all Ritual's products, including the Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin.
And the results are super reassuring. Just as an example, Ritual conducted a university-led clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, and it was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin is made with high-quality and traceable key nutrients in clean, bioavailable forms with 9 key nutrients in 2 capsules per day.
Plus, they are leading the industry when it comes to sustainability. They use lower carbon packaging and prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients. That kind of thoughtfulness really matters to me.
No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/themomhour. Start Ritual or add the Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/themomhour for 25% off. Megan, one thing I love about living in the time that we do is the way technology is transforming so many areas of our lives, not just to make things faster, but also to expand access to more people. And I'm not just talking about meal delivery or transportation, but even like the way our kids learn music.
Yeah, Sarah, children's music education does not always have to be left up to in-person classroom teachers or private instructors like it was when we were growing up. Our sponsor, Carnegie Hall Kids, is putting great online resources right at our kids' fingertips.
Yeah, we've shared about Carnegie Hall Kids in the past, and they're really great educational quizzes, games, and videos for kids and families. But I'm really excited to tell everybody about their new Sights You Can Hear quiz. This is really cool. It's an online quiz you can do with your kids or they can do on their own, and it plays a piece of music, and then you guess what visual image or scene it sounds like. Almost like one of those ink blot tests, but for your ears.
Okay, I really want to take that quiz. And a really cool thing is, everything on the Carnegie Hall Kids website is totally free. Listeners, start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes free.
Another place that we save money is, and we just did this recently, is by canceling unused subscriptions. I know this is not like groundbreaking. I feel like any article you would read about how to save money, this is probably at the top of the list. But for me, like, there's a big gap between like who I want to be and who I actually am. And so sometimes these things that like they're good in theory, but if you're not actually using it, like just cancel it for now. And maybe you're just canceling it for a season and maybe you'll pick it back up again. But like canceling an unused gym membership, we had like a car wash subscription that needed to be canceled because if you looked at the amount that we were spending on that and then how often we actually got our car washed, it was like, well, if we just paid for the car washes, like it would make more sense. I had like a couple random subscriptions to things that I used to use for work. So I had like a Dropbox membership and another like premium membership for something related to my computer that I just don't need anymore. And so that, and then also looking to see any apps that like renew annually, it's good just to see what those are. So like we had a subscription to the Calm app, which is like an amazing app for like guided meditations and sleep stories and stuff like that. And just keeping an eye on like, okay, when is that going to renew? Have we used it? Like if we're not using it, like let's just cancel it. We can always, you know, pick it back up again if we need to. So definitely do that and you'll be surprised at what you can save.
Yeah, I will. I have to admit that something that was on automatic was my Us Weekly subscription. And I can't tell you the last time I had time to sit down and read Us Weekly.
Wait, so, Katie, were you still getting like the physical magazine in the mail?
Okay. Like through January of this year. I know. Okay.
I love it.
But that was one of those things where I didn't know how to easily cancel it.
Right.
So when it would hit, I would just go, oh, I guess I'm still getting that magazine. And it wasn't cheap, Katie. So
yeah,
I researched it and I figured out how to break up with Us Weekly, but I still will get my fill on that via Instagram and things like that. But yeah, that was one of those subscriptions that I thought, this is just not necessary.
Right. Or anything where you sign up for like a free trial, then you need to go back. Then you need to like go in and like cancel that immediately because otherwise it's that surprise. And then on the other, on kind of the flip side of that is that I do try to, I know this is one area that we do save money, which is we maximize the memberships and the subscriptions that we actually do use. And so instead of like spending a lot of money on a bunch of different experiences, I love kind of finding the things that are a great fit for our family and then just like kind of doing it all the time. So like we have a membership to our local arboretum, and it's actually a gift from my mother-in-law and my father-in-law. They gave it to me for my birthday one year, and then every year they just renew it. And it's like literally
just the best.
It is literally one of the best gifts like I have ever gotten. And we use it all the time. And so instead of having a membership to the arboretum and the zoo and the aquarium and the children's museum, it's like we just have this one. That doesn't mean that we don't do other things, but like we really just spend a lot of time in this place that we love so much. And then also thinking ahead to the summer, with the ages that my kids are right now, this wouldn't have really worked in the past, but like I'm already thinking we are going to get a pool membership this year just because I know then that we will use it a lot. And probably instead of, you know, planning a million different activities for us to do every week of different things to go see or go do or go experience, like we can just spend a lot of our summer in just swimming and just doing the one thing. And I, it's fun because then it like takes also less mental energy to try to like plan that. And then like everybody just kind of knows what to expect. And,
they love it, right?
They love it.
They don't need all the different change of sceneries because the pool is different every time. You never know who else will show up.
Right.
Or what game you'll play or how long you'll stay, what the weather's like. So that is a great use of a membership. And that reminds me of, we have season passes to Hershey Park, mm-hmm. which is a large amusement park in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And my in-laws gift us those every Christmas, which really is just the best gift.
Really,
and then
is.
We found that adding meal plans onto two of our passes really helps, because then on a summer night when we worked a long day and the kids were home and getting stir crazy, we head to Hershey Park. We don't even have to spend any money and we can have dinner. So finding ways like that to kind of bring ideas for the kids to do where you don't have to think too much about it and they're just going to love it and get their energy out and not have to spend extra money is so ideal.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, for the last thing I have, Katie, is more on the no in the moment spending. So I'm one of those people where sometimes I will go through a book in a day and other times it'll take me 3 months to get through one book. So I guess it just depends on my season of life. But right now I've really found myself leaning into books more and more, and the amount I was spending on them was crazy. And I thought, there's a local library. I really need to lean into those resources in my community, like you had mentioned. So we have been going to the library a little bit more. And my daughter goes through books just as fast as me. So we've really been kind of leaning into that, where we've saved some money. And also washing our car at home.
Oh, that's fun.
That adds up if you go to the car wash all the
time. It really does.
And with the crazy weather we've had, it's hot and cold and snow and sun. And so when it's sunny and warm out, like today, it's 70 degrees. And when we're recording this in March, and I'm like, okay, my car could use a good wash tonight, guys. So I might send my husband out there later to do that.
Well, along those lines, definitely like looking for free or low cost versions of the things that we're already doing or things that we want to do is a great way to save money. So definitely like around holidays and things like that, I can fall into the trap of wanting to, like, you see all of the fun things that other families are doing and like you want to do those things too. So it's like you want to do the Polar Express train ride, or you want to do the, I don't know, the fancy tree lighting or the fun ice skate, just like so many fun things you could be doing. And I have just found that finding the smaller, more local version of that thing is way less expensive, usually way less stressful, and just as fun for the kids, at least at this age that my kids are at. So like our library has an amazing calendar of free events that we love to take advantage of. Even like local theater. So like we have a college nearby that does great theater shows and performances. We went to see the Nutcracker there this holiday season, and it was a fraction of the price of if we would have gone to the ballet in Chicago. Even sporting events, like I have three boys, they love going to football games and baseball games and basketball games, but it is just as fun for them to go to like our local high school homecoming game or like a nearby college basketball game. I mean, I'm sure they would love to go to professional sporting events, and they have been to some, but like just it's not something you can do all the time. And so it's fun just to do it on a smaller scale. Even church events, like our village holiday celebrations are smaller, but still like just as fun and usually free or way less expensive. So looking to see what types of things your park district is doing and just taking advantage of those events that are happening more locally is a great way to save money. And then I'll just really quickly add on to that, that we save a lot of money just by some of the things that we opt out of. So like right now we are opting out of travel sports and club sports. It's something that we might do in the future, but for right now, like I just look at the, just the commitment that is involved in that. And it's like, so you know what? Like you add it all together with like the travel and the equipment and the just everything and the all the extra fees. And it's like, you know what? We're going to stick with what we're doing for now. And then also like we don't really upgrade or replace things that aren't broken. So like my phone is and Chris's too. Like we have super old phones. We have a lot of things that are just really dated, but they're still working. And so it's fine. Not to say that like we will keep them forever, but like it's just kind of part of our family culture that we are not constantly like upgrading things just to have the newest version of whatever that thing is. Like we have one of our vehicles is like 15 years old and Chris drives it and it's fine. But we also have like a nicer, newer minivan too. So it's kind of like that balance between like using what we have as long as we can, and then also like spending our money where it makes the most sense.
I love that. And that's a great reminder because that's definitely something, some advice that I can take into what I'm currently doing. So thanks for sharing that, Katie.
Sure.
Okay, Katie. So we talked a lot about what we were doing to kind of curb our spending and ways to save. But let's be honest, there are some things that we do splurge on and things that we can't live without. So how about we share some of those?
Yes, let's do it. We're not perfect.
We are not perfect.
No, we are still spending a lot of money on a lot of things that we probably don't need to be.
Yes. And one of those things for me is vacations. I don't know how you are with vacation planning, but having kids under 10 and one of them most of their life being during COVID and being stuck at home and not going places for a while, we really just got the itch starting last year, I would say, to plan a lot of experiences traveling with our family. And that can look like a lot of different things. It can be going to the beach, going to Disney, or just going to visit friends that live 4 hours away and spending a long weekend there and doing things in their town. So vacations for me is definitely one of those non-negotiables where I just build into my budget that we're going to be spending money on those experiences while we have two kids at home that still get along, that enjoy one another, travel well. They don't have part-time jobs yet or any all the crazy of high school sports where that will probably rule our lives someday. So I'm just kind of leaning into that and just saying it is what it is. And it's worth it for us to kind of allocate a little bit more money toward vacations.
Yep, I love that. We are constantly trying to like figure out exactly what our travel strategy is. So I feel like we kind of alternate between doing like a bigger family trip, like someplace new we've never been, and then like going back to like familiar places that we like know and love, or maybe places we can just drive to, or shorter trips. So it definitely always feels like money best spent, though, like well spent, like afterwards. It's like, oh yeah, that was worth it. One thing for us that is kind of a splurge, or something that like I just can't really live without, is all of the streaming services. So we
the streaming services.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, my husband works in television. He works in news. And so we have to have like all of the live versions of anything. And so that combined with like, we just love to watch good shows together. It's like one of our shared hobbies. And so we have, and of course, all the best shows are on all different like streaming platforms. And so we have,
that's how they get you every time.
Right, right. And so we have Netflix and Prime and Apple TV and HBO Max and Hulu. Like we have them all. And I'm just waiting for somebody to like bundle them all together and like reinvent cable, because I feel like that's when we originally cut the cord. We're like, we're done with cable. It's too expensive. And now, I mean, oh, and add Disney Plus to it. I didn't even mention. Now it's like you add it all together. It's like we're not saving money, but I just don't think we're going to stop. So I don't know. It's kind of, it's a little bit of a guilty pleasure, but you know what? It could be worse.
Every time we get close to saying we're done with cable and we're just going to go all in on streaming, then we think, oh, but what about Hallmark Christmas movies for me? And what about SpongeBob SquarePants for Chloe? Like, there's always something that keeps you hooked in each individual streaming service or cable. And so I hear you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one for me is that I love a good cup of coffee and creamer. Mm. So I might save on some of my groceries or things that I'm buying in bulk and stuff throughout the month. But one thing that has been a non-negotiable for me is buying like a good quality coffee and like an oat milk creamer that makes me feel like I'm drinking something from Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or something at home. So while it's not a huge amount of money out of my pocket to keep up that habit, it's definitely something that I just draw a line in the sand and I say, that is not something I'm willing to sacrifice. Are you a big coffee drinker?
I'm a big coffee drinker. We are really into coffee beans. So we grind our own beans. Chris does it every night before we go to bed. And so definitely buying coffee beans over pre-ground coffee is more expensive, but it is something that we both can like notice a difference. So, you know, back when I was saying like, oh, we don't notice a difference in, you know, generic mustard and fancy mustard, the coffee beans is something where we can really like notice a difference. And so, yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't go to Starbucks all the time, but if I'm having my coffee at home, I want it to be like super yummy. For me, another thing that I can't really live without, or I don't want to really live without, is having a beautiful home and a beautiful yard.
I love this.
I mean, we do not live a fancy life like at all. Our house is on the smaller side. We live in like a 50-year-old split level house. It's 3 bedrooms. Like my kids have to share a bedroom. Like it is not a fancy house, but it is really important to me to have a home that is comfortable and serves our family and is beautiful. And so this is like a high priority for me. I am definitely more likely to buy something for our home than like buy a new outfit for myself. So like a piece of artwork or a new lamp or some new bedding, something like that is definitely something that I am willing to spend money on. And then also, like, we spend a lot of time outside when the weather is nice. And so just having a yard with pretty flowers in it and pots and window boxes with flowers and plants. It's just something that's a priority for me. And flowers are expensive,
so expensive.
By the way.
So expensive.
But I
and
like,
we're coming up on that season
I
too.
Know, but I like trying to find, you know, investing in things, investing in perennials that will come up every year and trying to be smart in how I'm spending my flower dollars around the house. I try to shop marketplace for deals. Like, again, I'm not buying everything new, but at the end of the day, like, this is where we spend a lot of our time, most of our time. And I love for it to be a beautiful space for our family. So that's something something that I definitely spend some extra dollars on.
And I can picture how cozy your home most likely is, just knowing you and everything that you just shared. So Aww. Maybe we'll give a peek into some of that in our Insta stories here to go along with this episode.
Yeah, or a future episode. Who knows? Okay, what else for you? What else can you not live without or you don't want to live without?
Kid stuff. I don't know why, but I can pass up on something for myself anymore. Kid stuff is something that I just cannot pass up on. I don't know. It started for me when my kids were little and I saw the cute, adorable three-piece outfits and just decorations for their room or new bedding for their room. And I just haven't been able to kind of break that habit. So not that I'm trying to spoil my children whatsoever, but it's almost like I'll wear the same old sweatshirt that I bought from Costco that I absolutely love that was $12 and find myself, you know, picking out cute Under Armour sweatshirts for my kids or new bedding for my daughter's room as she's getting a little bit older and outgrowing kind of the look and feel of her current room today. So that's definitely something that I've always kind of just done and not thought too much about. So kind of like you with the house stuff and their extracurriculars I'm going to throw into there. So between softball and soccer and Girl Scouts, there's just always something that they need, I feel like. And that's just one place where if they need it, I kind of just do it and I don't think twice and I'll find somewhere else to kind of cut back on. So I could definitely cut back a little bit there.
Well, I hear you on the kids' activities, especially like if there's something that my kids want to try, like a sport or an extracurricular, that's just an area that's it's hard for me to say no. Like I really don't want to say no on that. And so those registration fees or camps, like if they want to do a camp or something like that, those can really add up. But I agree that it's hard to say no to that. And like, not really something that I want, not really something I want to say no to. Like I want as much as possible. I want them to be able to try out a lot of different things. So I hear you on that. I think the last one for me area that I can't really live without, and also you're kind of like inspiring me a little bit here, which is it's related to going out to eat. Okay. So like, Chris and I love to go out to eat as like a date night. And also we like to take our kids out to eat occasionally. Like this is not something we're doing all the time, but I really want to prioritize the experience of actually going out to eat in a restaurant versus getting takeout. So, you know, there's something so convenient about just picking up food or ordering food and having it delivered. But like the other night, just a few nights ago, we ordered Chinese food just for our family of five. And this includes like Charlie, who pretty much is mostly wants to eat white rice from a Chinese restaurant. He might have little bites of like other stuff, but I do not even feel like we went crazy, but it was $80 of Chinese food. And that wasn't even delivered. Like Chris had to go, went there to go pick it up. I mean, I think it included a tip, but I was like, oh my gosh, $80 on orange chicken and Mongolian beef, like egg drop soup. Holy cow. I mean, it was delicious, but I definitely had that moment of sticker shock where I'm like, okay, for a little bit more than this, we could all be sitting in a restaurant. Because then also when you do order takeout or get fast food and you bring it back to your house, you still, don't you notice you still have to clean up?
Like, yes, you're and still, isn't that part of the fun of eating out is not having to do the cleanup?
Exactly. Part? And so even if I'm not making the food, like we still have like utensils and placemats and wiping off the table and sweeping under the floor. And it's just like, it really doesn't feel worth it to me anymore. And so I really, I love to go out to eat, but like I need that to be just, we need to focus that more on actually doing it at restaurants instead of just bringing it back to our house. Cause I can't handle that anymore. That was like a moment of awakening to me.
Well, great. I hope that everyone has enjoyed some of our tips for saving money throughout the month on various things that we shared with you earlier, and also some of the things that are some non-negotiables for us. And I would love to hear what some of the listeners feel are non-negotiables for them or how they're saving money too. It might inspire me to help as well. Mm-hmm. We will be back next week, Katie, to talk about some of our hacks for slaying the busy season, right? So I'm excited to kind of dive into that next week with you.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be a good episode. This was so fun.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mom Hour. Everything we talked about in today's episode is available at themomhour.com. And hey, while you're there, you can find more than 500 podcast episodes, plus articles, playlists, and resources about motherhood and parenting at every stage.
And if you like today's episode, we'd love it if you would take a minute to share the show with another mom in your life. You can also find us on Instagram at The Mom Hour, chatting and interacting with listeners between episodes.
Thanks for being here, friends. We'll talk to you soon.
The Mom Hour is supported by partners like Erica. Erica is the social media health app for teens that gives them the tools to unplug when they need to for improved health, study focus, sleep, and daily balance.
Erica was built by a dad of three boys who saw that teens themselves were really becoming self-aware to the risks of social media, and he wanted to help them self-regulate. Erica works to hide distracting apps from your phone at the touch of a button, keeping them out of sight and out of mind without deleting your data.
Tell your teens about Erica and save 20% on the Erica family plan with promo code THEMOMHOUR. Go to erica.app and search for plans. That's Erica with a K, Erika.app, and use code THEMOMHOUR to save 20%.
Hey everyone, Sarah here. Megan and I would absolutely love it if you hit pause right now, right where you're listening, and left The Mom Hour a rating and review. If our show has helped you feel a little more confident as a mom or a little less alone, that's one of the absolute biggest ways you can thank us. And it really takes about 30 seconds. If you're listening in Apple Podcasts, just navigate to The Mom Hour's show listing. So not the episode you're listening to right now, but the kind of landing area for our show as a whole. And then scroll down to leave a rating or review. Thank you so much.